Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Adam Ragusea. As snowdrifts lift, a seat of Boston power prepares to shift. City Councilor Mike Ross has presided over the council for 2 years, but this week he steps down, and that role will be handed over to his colleague, Stephen Murphy. On the eve of that gavel handoff, we'll sit down with Ross and find out what he's up to next. But first, the snowfall may have stopped, but in the coastal community of Scituate, the work is only just beginning. Storm surge left as much as 8 feet of water on some streets. Town Administrator Patricia Vincese says this storm is one for the books, easily surpassing the damage caused by that famous no-name storm.
The impact of that storm and the severity of it happened over three tides. And this particular storm, the flooding happened in one tide.
And WBUR's David Boeri just returned from Scituate and joins us now in the studio. Hey, David.
Hi there, Adam.
So, town of Scituate lifted its state of emergency this morning at around 10 a.m., but around 1,000 people still without power. What does it look like down there?
Well, there are two areas. There's the crest of the beach itself, where the seawall is, and there, all the sand that beachgoers love to have on the seaside is now on the roadside. And so that's all piled up and drifted. Imagine it's sort of like drifting snow, except for it's sand.
It's sand,
thousands,
yeah.
And thousands and thousands of yards of sand. And there is all kinds of flotsam of boards, of plywood, of parts of people's decks, of windows and glass that just got shattered up by the waves. That's part of it. That's the first stage. While we're on that subject, I was down in Oceanside Drive. And by the way, you know ahead of time, if you cover storms around here, where you go to these areas. I was on Oceanside Drive in what's called the Sandy Hills area of Scituate. And I talked to an insurance adjuster at a place where he's been before.
It's a four-bedroom cottage-style house in excellent condition. Waterfront property. It's right on the seawall. Had a beautiful deck on the front, on the seawall side. That's completely washed away. And the windows in the front that were facing the seawall gave in, and waves went right through the house.
Right through the house. What he didn't say is the house was already 6 feet high. It went through the first floor. It went through the second floor. There was fine art, and there was a mermaid with a trumpet standing on a codfish outside, and it said a lot to me.
So the house is on 6 foot pylons,
right? That's right. Yeah. Now, people are comparing this storm to the real standard of storms is the 1978 storm. That is the mother of all winter storms. It's the storm of the century. Then there's the no-name storm of 91. But the difference is that storm in 78, there were no foundations in houses, just knocked them all down. This one was intense. You heard the town administrator describing it, and the flooding was amazing. So the second area of the damage area here is back from the beach, because once the sea crests the wall and breaks through the wall, there's a flat, and it's actually below the level of the beach itself, and there is where the tremendous flooding was.
Wow, so who lives down there?
People that love it. I was talking to two people. Imagine seeing two people in hip boots, the water up to their hips. They have rakes, and they're, instead of raking leaves, they are raking the marsh grass out of the drain that they can drain the house to get back in. Everybody says they wouldn't live anywhere else. And one thing they're doing now, instead of moving out, they move up. They get stilts, they go higher up, but they're not leaving Scituate.
Anything to live on the beach, huh?
That's it.
How long is cleanup expected to take?
Well, it depends on what kind of cleanup you're talking about. There are a lot of board ups now. They've taken the sand, all that beach sand, out of the streets. And now those people living back in the flats are just waiting for Mother Nature to drain those ponds, 8 foot ponds in front. And they're going to move back in. They have, by the way, they're so used to this, they put their boilers, their hot water tanks, and their furnaces up in the attic because they know what's coming.
Yeah, the topography being what it is, I guess we'll know where to send you the next time this happens,
it's
David.
It's always the same place.
David Boeri, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
That's the latest from the ground. As for what's going on in the air, Logan Airport spokesman Phil Orlandella says that the terminals are crowded, and as of right now, only two, count them, two runways are open.
We because of the wind direction, not the wind speed, wind direction. Airplanes take off into the wind and land into the wind. So we plan to open those runways that are conducive to the wind conditions.
Orlandella can't give any concrete numbers at this point, but he says it will be Friday at the earliest before all passengers are rebooked and things return to normal. So if you're stuck in Boston or if you're just on vacation and you need something to do, here's an idea. Some folks on Twitter posting with the Boston Snow hashtag are proposing a giant snowball fight on the Common tonight, 7 p.m. in front of the Christmas tree. I say be there. That Christmas tree, by the way, funny story, is presented to Boston every year by the people of Nova Scotia. Why, you ask? Well, in 1917, a munitions vessel exploded in Halifax Harbor. It was the largest accidental explosion in history. Completely leveled the old city. 2,000 people died. And Boston, because of its relative proximity to Nova Scotia, was among the first to send medical aid. So now, every year, they send us a balsam fir. Pretty neat. Coming up after a break, we sit down with City Council President Mike Ross as he prepares to stand up from the president's chair, move over a few seats, and sit back down again. Stay with us. I'm Adam Ragusea. This is Radio Boston.